All right, good evening, everyone. So just to continue a little bit in the Dafyomi Bahalocha, so today we begin Simin Ayin Tes. Now, the truth is the Shulchan Aruch for the last couple of Simonim has been very occupied with the relationship between reciting Kriyat Shema in places where there may be human waste. So for us, often these halachos seem a bit strange, and often we wonder about the halachos preoccupation with the proximity of human waste to the places of tefillah. But of course, again, remember before the advance of indoor plumbing, so again, reciting tefillah in close proximity to waste is a very important halacha. So to continue with this, the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is in Simin Ayin Tes. Haisa tzas adam me'achorav. Let's say again a person is in close proximity to excrement, human excrement. So what's the halacha? Tzarech laharchik dalet amos mimokum shekala hareach. A person has to distance himself, dalet amos, interestingly enough, not from the actual location of the waste, but rather from the place, dalet amos, from where the smell of the waste ends. So for example, that could be, depending on the circumstances, that could be much further than Dalet Amos from the waste itself. So wherever the smell ends, a person has to distance himself an additional Dalet Amos from there. Now, interesting, so the Mishnah Berurah explains what's the logic behind this. It says, Adam, afilu ein magia mimena reach ra. So again, interestingly enough, let's say you have a situation where there is no foul smell emanating from the waste itself. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in that case, a person still has to distance himself an additional Dalet Amos. Why Dalet Amos? This is interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says, Dichsiv v'hayom machanecha kadosh. Because the Pasuk says, your camp should be holy. Now remember, that Pasuk is actually stated, the halacha is, V'yaseit yalecha alazenecha. Torah says that the soldier, in addition to all of the weapons that he has to carry, also always has to carry with him a shovel. What's the idea with the shovel? Because the soldier has to us to understand that even in the midst of war, even if he has to relieve himself, he has to cover his waist afterwards. The idea that Torah says, V'hayah machanecha kadosh. You have to keep your camp holy. Now the idea that Torah is telling us to the soldier, because one would think in the midst of war, when the soldier is preoccupied with so many different things, doesn't have to worry about, again, what's going to happen with the waste, it's not going to, no. Even in the midst of war, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still wants us to maintain the appropriate standards, that the camp itself should be holy, that God should feel comfortable in the camp. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, he says, the Kiblu Chazal write, Shemachaneh Shel Adam Hu Dalet Amos. The minimum machaneh, what's my camp, what's your camp? Let's say I'm not at war, so what's my camp? My camp is my Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos, remember, Dalet Amos is approximately 6 feet. So the idea is that I'm in the midst of the circle and 6 feet in every direction, that's my Dalet Amos. And therefore, I must make sure to keep that Dalet Amos Kaddush, I make must sure to make it tar. V'im yagi reach me'atzo besoch Dalet Amosav, hare ein kol mokum chaniyosav ikdusha. Therefore, says the halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the halacha is teaching me that the extension of v'hayom machanecha Kaddush, how do I keep my camp pure? By making sure that there's nothing foul within Dalet Amos, within 6 feet of me, in every direction. As long as my camp is pure, so to speak, then I have the ability to recite Kriyat Shema. Now, the Shulchan Aruch adds in something very interesting. He says, "Afilu im yesh lo choli she'eino mariach." Let's say a person has a condition where they're unable to smell. What is it? The olfactory? Is that the right term? No physicians here. I can say whatever I want. Good. The olfactory. Right? Let's say a person doesn't have the ability to smell. So in that situation, says the Shulchan Aruch, nevertheless, tzorech laharchik dalid amos mimakum shekila hareach lemisha meriach. So the halacha is, even if I don't have the capacity to smell, I can't smell other things, never. So I might think again, so for me this halacha doesn't apply. No. V'hayom machanecha kadosh means a person has to distance themselves from the foul smell, from what normal people, regular people, would perceive as a foul smell, even if I myself don't have the ability to smell that item. Rabbi Chanan given Akash, Omer Shbaruch Lezako, says Yisrael, Lefichach, Heba, Lehem, Tomitzah, Shneamar, Adonach, Beitzman, Tzidko, Yagdil, Torah, V'yadir.